And as the Memorex version, we go live now, and I'm so pleased to welcome back to Excursions the two with whom I played Uno some 12 years ago.
Wow.
And the two with whom eight more tonight will be playing beautiful music on the stage at the Schuster, getting underway at 8 o'clock. It's first Thomas Lauderdale. Thomas, thanks
Hello.
For coming.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming back. And China Forbes, thank
Hi.
You for coming back.
Thanks for having us.
I was reminding our listeners that we, yay, these dozen, maybe even Baker's dozen of years ago, had played Uno on the air. And subsequently, China has forgotten how to play Uno.
And I have an 8-year-old son, so it's really unforgivable, but I'm just not a game player. Sorry,
but,
guys.
Well, but see, playing music is your
I'm
play.
I'm a music player,
that
yes.
That is your play. So pleased that you could come. Thank you so much for coming. You have to pronounce the name of the...
Je dis oui.
Je dis oui.
Je dis oui. I say yes.
Oh, D is say.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Je dis oui.
That last song was, it's the first song on our new album.
Yeah.
And it's called Jolie Garçon, which means pretty boy.
Oh.
And it's one of three French songs that we wrote for the French actress Isabelle Huppert. For a French film called Souvenir.
What is this French connection? Because your very first sort of foray, this sympathique, is that how you
sympathique.
Say? Sympathique. Sympathique. Mm-hmm. Was this runaway hit in France. Where is this? Where do you, I know that at least you have a very Americana in ways that bring you some time in Indiana, among other things. How did this arrow, I spent a lot of time there growing up. How did this arrow come from here, land in France, and create this ripple?
I think both of us studied French in high school, middle school and high school. And so in terms of a second language, that was really, I guess, what would count as our second language that we were both sort
Your
of
first
comfortable
second
with.
Language,
first
yeah.
second language.
And my great-grandmother was French. So I spoke French with my father growing up, too.
So that was back just after the turn of the century that arrow landed there.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the spark that brought you together in the first place. I know that, Thomas, you spent some time at the IU School of Music. I had lived in Bloomington for many,
oh,
many years. So.
No, I studied privately with a teacher in Fort Wayne.
From, but was it, but,
IUPU.
IUPUIFW.
But really, I mean, I was in middle school at the time.
At the time.
So, yeah.
Well, I still felt proud to have that Hoosier connection with
it's true.
You.
I grew up on a plant nursery, sort of west of Fort Wayne, south of South Bend.
Wow.
And on State Road 14.
So, and your mother is from Ohio.
Yeah, my mother's parent. Well, I have a lot of family here in Dayton.
Oh, you do.
And my mother's parents founded the Brethren's Home in Greenville, Ohio. Back in the 50s.
Oh, how wonderful. What a nice...
And the other thing is that Neil Gittleman, who's the conductor of the Dayton Philharmonic, spent some time in Oregon. And also, the new president of Antioch College has just moved from Portland. He was the head of the Pacific Northwest College of Art in Portland. And so we know...
Maybe Dayton is our sister city now.
Maybe it is. What a wonderful connection of little bridges.
Yes.
Well, I'm so glad you're coming to play for us tonight at the Schuster Center. Show gets underway at 8 o'clock, right in the heart of our beautiful downtown gem city. And little orchestra is what is commonly the descriptor, the quick... What are they like? Well, they're like a little orchestra. Tell us about what we'll see tonight on stage.
Well, it's sort of... I would say that it's kind of, if you were to cross like a Hollywood musical of the 1940s and 50s, crossed with the soundtrack of Breakfast at Tiffany's, crossed
nice.
With the United Nations of 1962, maybe. Like if we were the
oh,
if,
that?
There, if there was
it's
a,
just like that
if there was yeah. if there was a
you get
if,
it, right?
if there was a house band that was playing in the lobby of the United Nations in 1962.
It would be Big Martini.
We would be that band, hopefully.
The new album just out, Je Dis Oui.
Yeah.
Yes. On your own label, Heinz Records. We'll get more about that. Let's hear another tune from this collection. It's called The Butterfly Song. Would you like to tell us a little bit? And we'll just
yeah,
go
there,
that in.
There were themes. We started writing this song years ago with a friend, Alex Marashian, who we also went to college with. Last summer, we were spending a lot of time out on this beautiful state park, Brewster Rock, in outside of Portland, building forts.
Oh,
and,
fun!
He flew in for the day from Fresno at the time, and we remembered this song that we had started writing, and then it flittered right back and became the Butterfly Song. There are bits of Robert Schumann's Papillon excerpt inside the piece.
Pink Martini on Why So.
Butterfly, across the sky to me. Come and spend some time with me. I promise not to pin you down or even frown if you have to fly away into someone else's dream. Come and spend some time with me. Linger just a little while, butterfly style, for you flitter away. I used to think the butterflies were meant for catching, till the time I caught one in my net. Took it home and tried to make it happy, but the very next day, the next day, it was dead. Butterfly I buried in the meadow, where I'd found it flying so free. After that, I learned my lesson. If you love a butterfly, if you love it, let it be. Again, come and rest your wings, my friend. I promise not to pin you down or even frown if you have to fly away into someone else's dream. Come and spend some time with me. Linger just a little while, butterfly style, for you flitter away, for you flitter away.
From their new one, Je Dis Oui, I Say Yes. It's Pink Martini. We're going to say yes tonight just before 8 o'clock when they take the stage at our gorgeous Schuster Center in the heart of our Gym City. I'm so pleased to be joined in studio by two of the members, the founding members, I think it's fair to say, singer Chyna Forbes. So welcome back. Thanks for being here, Chyna.
Thanks for having me.
And also piano player and the initial Pee Wee Herman skit guest inspired progenitor of Pink Martini. It started out as a four-piece inspired by a Pee Wee Herman's Christmas special, which I will love until I die.
That's the best Christmas special ever.
Isn't it?
It is.
It
really is good, and it's not just because it's kitschy and you can be hip and know some oddball facts. It's really a fine, fine Christmas special.
It's really
special.
A great one.
Tell us about how you saw that and then invited them to you.
I thought that I was going to go into politics. I wanted to become mayor of Portland when I moved back from college. And in 1994, there was a very nasty attempt to amend the Oregon Constitution to declare homosexuality illegal, along with bestiality, pedophilia, and necrophilia.
Right, because those are totally all the same.
They're
and we
very
should,
similar. Very
wow.
Similar.
You say 94 on that?
1994. Mm-hmm. And so I was working on the campaign in opposition to this, and I had just seen Pee Wee Herman's Christmas special, which has everybody from Zsa Zsa Gabor to Charo to Grace Jones and Katie Lang and Whoopi Goldberg and Annette Funicello and Oprah Winfrey and the Del Rubio triplets, three gals, three guitars, somewhere between the ages of 70 and 80, who mini skirts, they looked exactly alike, they wore booties and they played the guitar and warbled covers of Walk Like an Egyptian and Whip It. And so
I remember it.
So I decided to bring them to town, to Portland, to do a series of concerts in nursing homes, hospitals, retirement homes, and rotary meetings. And then at the end of their set, they would sneak in a, they would say, please vote no on Measure 13. And then at the end of the...
Wasn't that good, vote no.
At the end of the week, we had a big fundraising concert, community-wide concert, and I couldn't get a hold of the surf band that I wanted to open. So I threw on a cocktail dress and started Pink Martini. That was in October 1994.
It was Betsy Johnson, right?
Betsy Johnson cocktail dress.
And I don't know what
a
that
little black off-the-shoulder
number. Off-the-shoulder slinky.
Mini, right? Above the knee? Knee length.
Knee, just above the knee. Just below the knee. It's hard to remember. It's a little blurry.
You're not very tall. I think it was supposed to be above the knee.
Right, but it was below.
But it was below your knee.
And Pink Martini was born. We're in studio with 2/10 of Pink Martini. I guess if you reduce that, it becomes 1/5 of what will be on stage tonight.
Or sometimes it's 3/4.
It's a math lesson. Usually it's a language lesson with Pink Martini. But today fractions are going to be on the table.
It's a presentation at the Schuster Center this evening. I'm such a big fan of you guys. I just really, there's a playfulness that I appreciate. And even in the songs I can't understand, I still feel a certain buoyancy that I really appreciate. And I love
Thank you.
Bring that to the table. The fact that what you do came out of a desire to affect social change and somehow included the Del Rubio sisters is it tells me that the universe is proceeding as it should.
Yes.
It's comforting on several levels. I have track 10 queued up here from the new one. Want to tell me a little about it? Well, there's a public radio connection.
So originally this song was called La Soledad. We released it on our first album. And 4 years ago, I was in a plane from Paris to New York, and there was a guy from Jordan who was in the line, who was a big fan of the band. And we sort of talked throughout the flight, and we talked about working on a Middle Eastern project, a music project together. And so this is the first part of that. So it's a rewriting of La Soledad. The lyrics are actually in Arabic. Written by Iyad Qassam and sung by Ari Shapiro from All Things Considered.
Check it out.
ويا في الوحدة دي Tellement oisam guerra la surtaka la zikrayat firuak bardunta fi waheshni motaram finis madi kalem kitir min albi bil alaha Shni la machalas venetamal min harsu al da el bitar ya salam fi dunya nu tarabusha fuegaram la surtaka dira hetan palizaman partunta fe Waheshni modara finis madi fitev hawak wherein wet omrima.
Last minute discoveries being made about some of my favorite tunes. Oh, I was thinking of a Hang On Little Tomato. We're in studio with 1/5 of the 10 that will be on stage tonight with Pink Martini at the Schuster Center here in our Gem City. And I was going to ask you how you met, but first I want to tell you how I met you.
Okay.
And this was a listener called up and goes, "Hey, can you play Hang On Little Tomato by Pink Martini?" I was like, I don't have that. And I said, "Oh, you should look for it. It's really good." And I did look. I didn't find it. And he called again, I'm going to say a week later, "Could you play Hang On Little Tomato from Pink Martini?" I'm so sorry. He copied one for me.
That's amazing.
And brought it in. And thereby,
wow,
that's how we were able to start playing Pink Martini.
That's amazing.
And the immediate response from listeners, people calling up, I'm like, "Yeah. Now, I don't know where you get it, but it can be gotten. And you should do that."
That's amazing.
Was this before the internet?
It was before the internet.
Wow.
Well, not altogether, but I didn't have
early
it.
Days.
I certainly didn't have a laptop. Nobody was getting things, not me anyway.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This was like a magical occurrence that this magical copy appeared at the
That's
radio
amazing.
Station. And we've enjoyed sharing it ever since.
I think
since.
We need to send that man a music box, Thomas.
You know, and I think I actually made note of it. I could go back and look through my notes and see that guy's
person.
Name.
Just, oh, wow.
And he was such a big fan.
So great.
Wow.
And then when you guys came to town, you came on my show, and it was all because of this little pebble that man threw my way. And I was like,
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's an amazing
Isn't it?
Story.
Yeah.
And he felt so happy enough to experience that he felt that it was important that listeners to this station should share in that.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's pretty nice. So that's how I met you, by a passionate person who had been smitten with your love arrow and shared it with us.
But you know, that's such an amazing story because it's, you know, that sort of kind of following through.
Effort.
Seeing something through to the finish. What, you know, whether it's this or whether it's like, you know, a cause that one really believes in.
Yeah.
I mean, that sort of dedication is really what is inspiring. And we need more of that kind of follow through in general.
Yes.
Sort of seeing something through to the end and not giving up after, you know, one try or one
and
march.
The thought is one thing, to have the thought, but mm-hmm. to put that to momentum in whatever form.
That's right.
And even more than if you can join vectors with others, then you've gathered momentum, you've gathered energy, and then you really have something.
That's right.
So he did that, and then we were able to share it, and then there was a big response, and then you guys came. I'm not necessarily saying that it was because of the ripple, that the pebble that he threw, but nonetheless, we were all on that same wave, and then you guys came to town. And here you're back again.
That's yes. amazing.
It is. And it's the way it should be. Several news stories have been recently about how we are so disengaged. Like, we can binge watch, you know, any number of, you know, Netflix things over our weekends, and we arrive back at work on Monday without ever having done something, brought something to a conclusion other than checking that off your list of things to watch, which is completely singular. It's just you interacting with the screen. So I appreciate that the whole spirit of what you do was founded about making a change and engaging, and that your sort of political notion became wrapped up into this positive effort that is Pink Martini.
Wow.
I'm a big fan. So how did
you
meet? How did Thomas Lauderdale and China Forbes, how do we have you together?
We were born in the same year, 2 months apart. So we ended up in college together at Harvard when we were 18. And I saw Thomas scurrying about campus with a very unusual uniform of a bow tie, knee socks, navy blue shorts and dress shoes, shiny, spiffy little dress shoes.
An AC/DC
and a white
fan
shirt.
Or?
He was like a boarding school student from Eton. That was his role model, I think. And I just thought, who is that? And then later I found out he played the piano. And I think he found out I sang because he saw me in the musical Evita.
Uh-huh.
And later we came together in the same dormitory as sophomores. And he said, what do you want to sing? And I said, opera. And so we went to the library and got all the Puccini arias that I wanted to learn.
Aww.
And he accompanied me, and we would sneak into the lower common room late at night at like 3 a.m. when everyone else was asleep and play in this really reverberant, beautiful room.
Didn't that wake anyone?
No, it was like down by the dining hall.
Very
it was far
secluded.
From the sleepers.
Okay.
And we just, I could sing at the top of my lungs and just experiment and learn. And he was very encouraging, and that's how we bonded initially.
There you go. Two vectors gathered.
Mm-hmm.
And look where we are. It is tonight. It is the 3rd of March, 2017. And if you point yourself to the Schuster Center just before 8, you can go there, grab some tickets, and go in and sit down and enjoy Pink Martini, one of the coolest, sweetest, sort of retro, and yet very, there's a freshness to what you do, which I really, really appreciate. They'll be taking the stage at 8 o'clock. I've got another one queued up here. What did we decide to play?
Was it
Smile?
Was it Smile?
Yeah, the very last track
on the album, Get Happy.
And there's something beyond notable about the voice that we will hear here.
So this is Phyllis Diller's last recording.
Oh, wow!
We met through our friend Kim Hostreiter, who runs Paper Magazine in New York City. We were playing in Los Angeles, and I knew that Kim knew Phyllis Diller, and I begged her to take me to her house. And, you know, so we went over to her house. Phyllis Diller made us chili.
Oh.
And she was also, like, later in her life, she became a painter. So there were hundreds of paintings on the wall, each with a price tag. And you would take off the paintings off the wall that you liked.
And buy it.
And you'd be tallied up, and you'd write a check, and she'd sign them, and off you'd go.
But did that include a charge for the chili?
No chili charge.
Oh, that is so sweet.
That's just to get in the door.
Just to get
She lures you in with the chili, and you leave with a box load of paintings.
Did you buy some?
I bought a whole. I had to get a whole new suitcase. And so then at the last minute, I thought I I asked her if she would consider recording a song. And to my great surprise, she said she agreed to it. She was 94. So a month later, we set up we flew down to Brentwood and set up an impromptu recording studio in her living room, and she recorded it precisely as she wanted to sing it. And then back in Portland, we added in strings and Norman Layden on the clarinet.
Wow, I like that. Is that a very diplomatic thing that you said, precisely as she wanted to sing it, or is that it is a pristine?
She was really clear. She was very. She was.
Decisive.
So decisive.
Wow.
So there was no kind of goading her or sort of trying to get her. She just went in and she basically kind of did it in one take.
This is Pink Martini. They're on stage tonight at the Schuster. And in this case, anyway, featuring Phyllis Diller. You're listening to Excursions.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fear and sorrow, smile, maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you'll just smile. Face with gladness, hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
Not lovely in
that. That was lovely.
Notion of her being 94, and it takes on a different, you know, from that soul, from that voice, it's has a different feeling than if someone else sings it.
Mm-hmm.
That's lovely. That's from Pink Martini. They're on stage tonight at the Schuster Center. Show gets underway at 8 o'clock. That one going back to, that was 2013 when that came out?
Something.
The Get Happy.
So, maybe 2014.
The Get Happy. The new one just out on, last year anyway, Heinz Records. Tell us, I was thinking that it was Heinz like ketchup, but no.
Heinz was my dog. Named after Heinz Holliger, the oboe player.
Very nice. People can pick up a copy of this at the show tonight.
Absolutely.
And
with felted flowers.
And diamonds.
And diamonds.
Or rhinestones, depending upon your particular preference.
Plastic diamonds.
I was saying, because we downloaded a copy. We bought a copy, and you get the art with it. They'll send you the art, but it doesn't. I mean, this is beautiful. It's tactile.
Yes,
actual felt.
I say yes to felt.
Thomas said you can't download felt.
Or
maybe people will actually buy the CD if it's got something tactile.
And I asked, and you said that you guys pasted the felt on there yourselves?
We did.
Did you really?
We've been having, like, we had felting parties in my
loft. It's like a quilting bee, but with felt.
With felt. So we had, like, the Von Trapps, my father, the guy I lost my virginity to, my stepfather.
Everyone pitched in.
My two ex-husbands. No,
everybody was felting. Felting is fun. And it builds community.
There's also the past tense of feel. So you've got just a lot in there. But it is beautiful. And if someone was going to point their browser, just to like put a little pin on their surfing path to know what you were doing, where would they go?
Pinkmartini.com.
Straightforward, right yeah. there. Mm-hmm. Pink Martini. What's in a pink martini, by the way?
It's a cosmopolitan. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Like grapefruit juice. And, what's the pink part? Cranberry.
Must be a little bit of grenadine
vodka.
Or something
like
in there.
That. It's probably not very good.
No, it's delicious. It's good.
I like Arnold Palmer's.
Oh, do you? The half iced tea, half lemonade? Mm. Oh,
we just
nice.
Found out today it's actually two parts tea, one part lemonade. But Thomas likes it two parts lemonade, so we're going to call that the Tommy Lauderdale instead.
I like it. I'm going to start ordering that wherever I go.
Yeah.
I like
and
a little vodka
like,
oh, mine, but
okay, we won't bring
that.
You anything.
Yeah.
No.
Let's go out. And before it's all said and done, I want to play Hang On, Little Tomato, because I just love that.
I love that, too.
It's sweet.
You know, it's that was inspired by an advertisement for Hunt's Ketchup. Hunt's, which was based in Ohio.
Oh, my God. So many Ohio connections.
Hunt's. Are they still making ketchup?
You know, I see Hunt's ketchup, but I also see Heinz. I think that, you know.
That's the Heinz family from Pittsburgh.
And Hunt's still does beans as well, in addition to their ketchup enterprises.
Beans are my favorite. So there was an advertisement for Hunt's ketchup in a Life magazine issue of 1964, October 16th, which said, "Hang on, little tomato, stay on the vine till you're fat and juicy. Then we will pluck you and boil you in secret bubbling spices, turn you into ketchup, and if you're lucky, some smart hamburger may team up with you." Isn't that grim?
Wow.
It's really bleak.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it?
It's hopeful yet bleak.
Peel you
and boil you.
Add some spices.
Lucky. You are so lucky.
Nobody will ever forget you. Hunt.
Live on.
Hunts. Live on forever. Become a part of someone else. Jadiwi, the new one, Pink Martini. I'm such a fan. Thank you so much for coming. Best of luck
Thank
to you tonight.
Thank you so much.
On
for
stage,
us.
The full 10 ensemble making it happen. You included Mary Makeba track on your new one. And this, when I was a kid, my parents had Pata Pata, the original.
Yes.
And we listened to it.
Did
you
dance to it all the time?
Oh, so much
so
dancing.
Did we.
So much dancing. She did a really lovely version around the turn of the century as well. I'm sure I think she called it Pata Pata 2000.
An
update, really lovely. Mm-hmm. And but I just my feeling of nostalgia and affinity for these sounds are so lovely. Tell me how you decided to include this on this.
Well, when
this
I was around. In sixth grade, my music teacher had us dance to Pata Pata, and later Thomas mentioned he loved it too, and so we always kind of said we should cover that sometime, and finally we did.
Well.
So it's very fun, and I like that we. At first, we were sort of unsure how we were going to do it, and then it kind of fell into this really lovely arrangement with some whistling by our Greek trombone player Antonis Andreou in the middle, which is really quite spectacular.
Just gets better and better. And it is best. The crescendo of betterness arrives tonight at 8 o'clock when Pink Martini takes the stage at the Schuster. I know you've been there before. I've seen you there before. And best of luck to you tonight. Break a leg. And
thank you so much.
Thank you for coming out to Yellow Springs
Thanks
today.
For having
thank
us.
Thank you for having us.
Pink Martini on WISO.